Hello, my name is Jasmine, and here at camp. My parents, my twin sisters, and I used to go on holidays to the same places for several years, some days to Mar del Plata, and some days to Junín de los Andes at the south of Argentina. But that summer of 1996, my parents had decided to change our holiday destination. We went to Nono, which is a little historic little town in Tras la Sierra, in the province of Córdoba. That was something we didn't like so much. At first, the place was strange for us, but after meeting some guys of our age, it became familiar. We were supposed to stay there for a week, but my parents had decided to stay longer after they knew about a very old friend of them being nearby. Now I think we owed everything to him. Let me explain why. El Gallego, my parents' friend, is a 90-year-old man with a terrible disease as Parkinsonism. But at that time, he was in very bad conditions, so much so that he didn't want anybody to see him, not even my father. Finally, my father could see him only as a doctor, he's a neurologist, but not as a friend. We stayed longer in Nono because my father had started to treat him, you know, changing medicines, waiting for the reactions. The key and turning point of this is that as El Gallego was going to stay at another friend's house in the town of Los Hornillos, not so far away, my father needed to speak to that friend, Nancy. I mean explaining how to give him the medicine, exchanging phone numbers in case it was needed, etc. And there it was, in that little town of Los Hornillos, the landscape my father got in love with. We went several times to analyze whether buying that field or not. After speaking to Nancy about El Gallego, who fortunately was responding well to the treatment, my father asked her if she knew the owner of those pieces of land, just a few meters ahead of her house. And she was the right person to be asked about that. Yes, she was the owner. After a couple of discussions, my parents decided to buy it. Honestly, that house had been changing our lives since 1996. We made up a lot of friends. Each part of that house and also of those towns had a memory. Most of our great and unforgettable holidays were spent there. Of course, at the end, Nancy, her husband, and a lot of friends had become our friends as well. And let me tell you a piece of gossip. When my father was a kid, he used to go to Tras la Sierra with his family. And what's more, one day I found a picture of him sitting on a rock that now lays in the garden of my house.
Hi, my name is Mauro, and I'll tell you a serendipitous experience. A few days ago, my grandma Lola was at her house with her friend Amalia, who lives above her watching a TV quiz show. Amalia was waiting to be phoned by Alexander, the presenter, because she had already made a lot of calls in order to win some money. She told my grandma to make at least one phone call. Maybe she has a bit of luck, she thought, but my grandma refused to do it, as she thought it was too expensive and not worthwhile. Despite that, at last, she phoned and left the message. Having succeeded, Amalia left. Immediately after, Alexander Fantino was ringing Lola. Although she hasn't won the million she was playing for, she won a big prize. So excited was she that couldn't sleep that night.
Hello, my name is Viviana and I'm going to tell you about my serendipity story. Last July I needed to buy a pair of shoes. They were quite expensive, so I wanted to use my credit card. I felt so embarrassed when the sales assistant told me that the credit card had no funds. 2 days later, I heard on the news that the tickets for the Robbie Williams' concert were being sold through the internet only by credit card. It was as expensive as the shoes. Hopelessly, I filled the requirements to buy the tickets. I couldn't believe my eyes when few minutes later I got a mail saying that I was the owner of 2 tickets to go to the greatest concert of my life. I couldn't